Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 4th of September 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person today, tonight. 107 consecutive days of no new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Non-resident returning too much of a risk, says the Chief Minister. Our own airline will bring good skilled jobs for young islanders, says a former boss of Manx Airlines. Teaching unions say the new border rules are discriminatory. And do you have questions about cancer?
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, the update news headlines at 29 minutes to 6. Fastamai, Alex Watton.
Fastamai. The island has been free of any known cases of COVID-19 for 107 days. A total of 10,253 tests have been carried out, with 21 people waiting for results and 4 people to be tested. Investing in an airline would be a great opportunity to create jobs for local people. It's the view of former Manx Airlines boss Terry Lydiard. Due to the low price of aircraft and the availability of slots at major runways, they say the time is now right. Be persistent and make sure you see your GP if you're worried about cancer symptoms. It's from the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association ahead of a series of sessions offering advice to Manx residents. It's taking to an ambulance for 4 branches of ShopRite to give locals the opportunity to ask questions, seek guidance on symptoms and have their blood pressure checked. Further afield, a rising number of coronavirus cases has seen Leeds added to Public Health England's watch list as an area of concern. The local authority says there are infections in different areas of the city, suggesting they may be linked to social interaction and leisure activities. Meanwhile, the number of cases across England have remained unchanged, according to one of the most accurate measures of the outbreak. The Office for National Statistics estimates around 2,000 people a day are catching it. And Virgin Atlantic has confirmed it'll cut another 1,100 jobs after completing a massive bailout. The airline says it's heartbreaking but essential for survival. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Alex. The fresh, occasionally strong west-southwesterly may bring some occasional showers this evening. Count yourself unlucky if you get one. We'll be dry overnight, down to 12 degrees through the night. Ronald's Way Met Office predicts some strong winds out at sea for the next 12 hours. Jasan, Saturday, dry with bright intervals tomorrow. A fresh westerly will ease as the day goes on. Some patchy light rain may drift in late afternoon. We're up to 15 degrees. Overnight down to 12. And Jaduni, Sunday, any early rain will soon move on. It's going to be dry and sunny all day long on Sunday. Top temperature 16 degrees. Low water this evening at 11 minutes to 8. Sunset a minute past 8. High water 13 minutes to 2 a.m. Sunrise 26 minutes to 7, and tomorrow morning's low water 18 minutes past 8.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy and cheap to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674 573.
Allowing non-residents to return to visit friends and family on the Isle of Man is still too much of a risk for the Council of Ministers to take. A shift to Phase 3 of the government's border policy has been ruled out for now due to concerns about the current COVID-19 infection rate in the UK. But our Health and Social Care Minister says and the area a person has come from and the volume of people returning increases the risk of someone bringing the virus to the Isle of Man. David Ashford explained to the BBC's Alex Bell.
The risk is twofold. The first is the risk from the area the person's coming from. So it's not an area they're just visiting, but an area they're actually living in. We know from the figures that the UK government has recently published now, the average R rate in the UK is now between 0.9 and 1. 1.1, which means that the risk is growing. The second risk is around volume. Obviously, as more and more people move around into and out of the island, and that includes people visiting, then that exponentially increases the risk of someone coming in carrying the infection and something happening to reintroduce community transmission. So the risk is actually twofold, Alex. It's not about saying someone is necessarily more infectious than someone else, but we have to look at the environment they may well be coming from, not just visiting, whereas Manx people are travelling over and, say, going on holiday for a week, but the environment they're living in, and also the risk of numbers coming and moving backwards and forwards across the island.
Just to expand on that, you talk about the R rate, the infection rate, as a determinant of risk. Surely any island resident who visits any of these places where we're allowed to go, after all, myself or you or I are allowed to go anywhere in the world effectively and then travel back, we are then subject to the same risk as anyone who lives there, no? And if you talk about people from off-island not having a place to self-isolate or keeping tabs on those people when they visit here, that's a matter of resources, not risk.
Well, it is, but you've also got the risk, Alex, of additional people coming to the island. So we've got a population of 84,000-85,000 people, but if you have an extra 1,000 people coming in from the UK, from, you know, if it's from the north, northwest of the United Kingdom, sadly, one of the most infected areas of the United Kingdom, then that is bringing an additional group of people onto the island who may well, sadly, have the illness. And it is down to risk. It's additional capacity of those people coming over here. It's a hard choice that we've got to make. But based on the advice from our public health and our medics, it's a situation that we have to impose, I'm afraid.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
There's frustration from some families in the UK that the border policy on the Isle of Man hasn't changed and they still can't see their loved ones. Here's Amy Griffiths, originally from Peel, who now lives in Wiltshire, hasn't seen her family since January.
It's a really tough one because I can completely understand that we have to be careful and we have to be making sure that we're taking all of the steps to keep everybody safe. Because at the end of the day, all of these measures are in place to keep people safe. And that should be everybody's priority. And I know for me personally, I'd never, ever forgive myself if I came back to the island and, you know, I infected one of my vulnerable family members and something awful happened to them. You know, I would never be able to forgive myself. But then having said that, I do think it's getting to the stage now where tourism's obviously non-existent because people can't come. Businesses really need that economy. It's just difficult. It gets hard when you're trying to stop people from seeing their families. You know, it's really difficult. And I think mental health comes massively into it as well. I know me and my partner have both had big mental health hits from just not being able to see the people that we love most in the world. And so I think it's an impossible job. It's an impossible job and I really wouldn't want to be doing it. But I personally think that more could be done just to think about families and try and do something for that. Because, you know, we're looking ahead to Christmas now and we're trying to put provisions in place for the fact that we might not be able to spend Christmas with our families if these measures are still in place and still in the way that they are now, because both of us with our jobs, it's tricky to be able to do the 2-week quarantine period and things like that. So it's a really difficult one and I really appreciate that. But I think for us, I just really want to see my mum. I just want to cuddle my mum. That's all I want.
As and when the border framework does progress to that next stage, then how quickly will you be buying a ticket home?
Oh, we'll be on the next plane. On the next plane. We've both said that. We've both said to our bosses as well. We've just both been like, okay, as soon as we're allowed to go back, we're going back.
Just a quick note, by the way. 16 weeks today is Christmas Day. 17 weeks today is January the 1st, 2021.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Manannan currently tied up in Douglas Harbour. Her next departure is 7:30 tomorrow morning to Liverpool, arriving in Liverpool at 10:15, departing at 3:30 and arriving at 3:15. The was the fast craft operating daily passenger service to Heysham during the week and Liverpool tomorrow. The MV Arrow's fulfilling the freight service while the Ben McCree is in dry dock in Falmouth. Rumour is, it's only a rumour, that the repairs are ahead of time.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Investing in our own Manx airline will be a great opportunity to create jobs for people on the Isle of Man. The view of former Manx Airlines boss, founder of Manx Airlines, Terry Lydiard, and the new MHK and pilot, Paul Quine. Due to the low price of aircraft and the availability of takeoff and landing slots at major airports, they say now would be the right time. Captain Quine and Mr. Lydiard say the decision will bring with it good, skilled jobs for young islanders.
We're employing 650 plus people down there, high skilled, valuable jobs, who are paying obviously a lot of money into the economy through employers' contributions given by Manx Airlines and tax and national insurance by the employee. And it leads us into another topic of good skilled jobs on offer for our younger people, be those in engineering apprenticeships or maybe even cadet pilot programs, and with cabin crew, a high level of customer service training which stands them in good stead should they take their talents into the hospitality industry.
Very transferable skills as well. Being a pilot could take you anywhere in the world.
Oh yeah, I mean obviously it's a worldwide opportunity if you are. I know people who work, so you know, a lot of people went out to the Gulf to work and overseas. It's a worldwide opportunity.
Tell me about the engineering jobs, Terry. What precisely? What was Manx Airlines engineering facility?
Well, basically, you start with maintaining the aircraft on a turnaround basis. That's doing the normal checks, daily checks and so forth. And then sending off to a maintenance facility elsewhere for the major checks. We then built up the strength of the staff to actually provide all the servicing ourselves. And that brought a lot of income and a lot of jobs to the island, because the aircraft are subject to, obviously, as you can imagine, stricter check regimes. Going up to the sea check, the major one, could take 11 or 12 weeks, where aircraft is virtually rebuilt. So it's a very big job. We had a number of apprentices, and engineering is now also a very, very good job and high demand around the world.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
Good evening. It's 18 minutes to 6. This is Update on Manx Radio. Fearful of catching the coronavirus whilst also feeling the pinch from recession, Spaniards are shunning public transport and buying cheap old cars in a trend that risks more toxic emissions on the Iberian Peninsula. Sales in Spain of vehicles older than 20 years jumped 31% year-on-year in July and August to nearly 44,000 old bangers, according to the data from the Institute of Automotive Studies. The average price was €1,400, and as sales for old cars jumped in Spain, sales of new units rose a modest 1.1% year-on-year in July and fell 10% in August. At the same time, in Spain, public transport traffic dropped 40% during the summer compared to the same period last year. With the Spanish economy set to shrink at least 9% in 2020 and unemployment nudging up in August after a brief recovery in July, many Spaniards are looking to save money. But more use of old cars is negative for the environment and respiratory health, as old cars, even when they were new, contaminated more, as environmental rules were much less strict 20-odd years ago. And after many years on the road, these cars are now even more polluting.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks whipsawed, struggling to rebound from the previous session's losses and Wall Street's tech sell-off. The US dollar consolidated gains but was set for its biggest weekly rise in 2.5 months. Oil slipped as weak demand figures added to a concern over a slow recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Gold fell, reversing course as better-than-expected US employment data bolstered the dollar. The CMA's open cases on Barrett, Countryside, Persimmon and Taylor Taylor Wimpey. It said the companies may have imposed unfair terms on leaseholders and misled buyers. Hikmer Pharmaceuticals was boosted by a broker note as Barclays lifted its recommendation to overweight after a US court ruled in favour of the generic drug maker's treatment for heart conditions. The numbers now at the close in London. The FTSE 100 was down 0.8% at 5,799. The DAX in Frankfurt down just over 1.5% at 12,842. In New York City at 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones down almost 2% at 27,745. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, down just over 3% at 11,090. The S&P 500 in Chicago down 2.3% at 3,374. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 32.2 cents and €1 11.9 cents. And in commodities, gold down 0.6% at $1,919 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 2.9% at $42.72.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookle, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookle.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
It's a gorgeous weekend for it. Here's the relevant information if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend around the Isle of Man. The inshore coastal waters forecast. Outbreaks of rain on Saturday, clearing Sunday morning. Sea temperature around the Isle of Man, 15 degrees. And the wind on Saturday, west-northwest, force 5 or 6, wave height 1.5 metres, wave period 4 seconds, Saturday's high water 2:12 p.m, 14:12 hours. On Sunday, the wind west-northwest, force 4 or 5, wave height 1.2 metres, wave period 4 seconds, high water 14:42, 2:42 p.m.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com. Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
From next week, you have two self-isolation options when returning to the Isle of Man. You can either stick with the 14 days or you can pay for a test to be carried out on day 7. Now, with all the details, and please pay attention, Tim Glover.
The seventh-day test option comes in from Monday. If I, as a Manx resident, return from my trip away on Monday, I can ring the 111 service between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. to book a test, and I pay £50 by card over the phone at that time. There's no option of paying by cash or cheque. I then lock myself away for 7 days. My appointment will be confirmed, and on day 7, I can leave the house for the first time, but have to travel directly to the grandstand testing facility. There, I will have a swab taken from my nose and throat, and then I have to go straight home and wait for the result.
When do you receive the result?
This has caused some confusion, as the process has been tagged as a 7-day test option, but you're actually in self-isolation until day 8 at least, as you won't get the result until day 8 from the 111 service. If it's positive, unfortunately, I then face a further 14 days in self-isolation. There's a small risk the result will come back as inconclusive, so I'll have to book a further test and wait for that result to come back. I assume you'll have to pay again, but that will become clearer when government publishes the full details. If the result is negative, in theory, my self-isolation is over.
Why do you say in theory?
Well, for the next 6 days, I can leave my home, but I can't go to a cafe, pub, restaurant, gym, swimming pool, theatre or cinema, for example. I can go shopping, though, but only for food and medicines. Providing my employer is happy, I can return to work, but I can't interact with the public. So if I was a teacher, shop worker or receptionist, for example, I can't return to work until after 14 days since my arrival back on the island has passed.
Manx Radio.
Sport.
11 minutes to 6. Fastamai, Rhiannon Evans.
Fastamai, hockey is making a return tomorrow. Despite the pandemic, this year's hockey season is adamant on getting finished and we'll see the final games of the men's, women's and under-16s mixed leagues played over the next two weekends. This will ensure the 2019 league competitions can be completed, with the 2020-2021 season getting started directly after. Manx Radio's hockey correspondent Sam Spooner says games against Guernsey are also on the cards.
Well, I know the Vets went away last weekend to play against Guernsey Vets, a much younger Guernsey Vets team, it has to be said, and they lost 4-2, but during the refreshments, it was made clear that Guernsey are really keen to get some sides over here, some under-14s, under-18s, some senior squads, so I know that's being planned on at the minute.
Professional cyclist Amelia Sharp has been snapped up by a new team. The 19-year-old Manx rider is set to join NXTG Racing from 2021 on a two-year contract. Sharp, who was previously crowned British Junior Champion in 2018, is looking forward to her step towards the UCI level and says her goals for next year are to develop as a rider and become more knowledgeable on racing tactics. Further afield, British tennis number one Johanna Konta is out of the US Open. The ninth seed suffered a shock defeat to Romania's Sorana Kirstea. Konta took the first set but admits the world number 77 outplayed her in the decider. And former England bowler Graham Onions has announced his retirement from professional cricket due to injury. The 37-year-old played in 9 tests and 4 one-day internationals for his country. Onions took 723 wickets in 192 first-class outings during a 16-year career that started at home, County Durham. And I'll have these stories and more for you from 6 o'clock on Friday Sport Preview.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
News from the airport, everything's fine. The 4:30 to London City went 7 minutes late, and the 10 to 5 Liverpool went 4 minutes early. Inbound tonight, 8 o'clock from London City and 20 to 7 from Liverpool. On the roads, of course, if you travel on Douglas Promenade, take a big deep breath. It's all changed from next Tuesday. Of course, it'll be back to two-way. Look out also Peveril Square in Douglas between the Sea Terminal and Lloyds Bank. There are temporary narrow lanes for building work there. If you want more information on the promenade, by the way, go to maxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. Click through, but you can also go to its own website, myprom.im. North Quay in Douglas, of course, closed to motor vehicles between Ridgeway Street and Market Hill till 11 tonight. And the Finch Road reverse one-way system will now finish on the 14th of December.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Union bosses are concerned current border restrictions discriminate against workers who can't afford to self-isolate for 14 days. This week, government announced an option for returnees to shorten their quarantine if they test negative for the virus on the seventh day of self-isolation, but if it's a positive result, they're going to isolate for another 14 days. Debbie Halsall of Unite and Geraldine O'Neill of the Teaching Union, the NASUWT, said many just can't take time off.
The reaction to that is deep concern, dismay and disillusionment. Actually, we feel really that this needs to be looked at. I mean, special personal leave is there as a government option, but we need to look at that in relation to whatever group of workers that is. And no group of public servants should be discriminated against because of their contractual obligations. I think we're going to have to look at this in a more compassionate way and sit down with government and talk about this in general.
Do you think there could be special rules for certain sectors because of their contractual obligations?
I think it needs to be looked at in, you know, not so much special rules, but discretion and compassion and looking at that situation. Our concerns and worries are if we prevent people from, you know, actually having any chance to go off island, and actually a lot of it isn't just about going off island to see family. People are going off island for medical reasons, other reasons, whatever, to support family, that we need to look at this in a wider wider context, really, and sit down and see how it can best be availed of by all staff. At the moment, we don't see that, and we're going to have to talk about it, I think.
Mm. Teachers, basically, they're working to term time, where our contractual, our terms and conditions for a lot of our members will either be, they take the annual leave when and if it's required. And I think the one thing that it is it's also stopping people taking annual leave, especially when they have to come back and do the isolation.
And how many of the workforce have got the ability to be able to work from home when they're doing their isolation? I mean, is that something that's there for people, or it depends on the role?
I think it depends on the role. If you look, I mean, a nurse hasn't got the ability to actually sit at home. You know, a road sweeper has the ability to sit at home. Somebody who works for DOI, they haven't got the ability. So it is very restrictive.
If you have questions about cancer, there's a chance to speak to experts while doing your shopping at ShopRite next week. The Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association's taking an ambulance to four branches, providing info, checking symptoms and offering advice on screening. Sandy Denning is from the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association.
Malcolm Clegg, who is our chairman, he's obviously going to have a look for any skin cancer issues that people are worried about. So he can look straight away and see if a mole is looking particularly angry. He would advise you to go to the doctor. But any signs and symptoms, if you've had a cough for 3 weeks or more, if you're just feeling under the weather, if you're passing blood when you shouldn't be, you know, anything like that, we can guide them to go and see their GP and get some tests done. There won't be a diagnosis on the ambulance, but we will certainly advise them if we're worried that they should consult their GP.
Now, you've done these kind of sessions before. How popular are they?
We saw lots of people. 135 people had their blood pressure taken over the course of the week last year. But we saw many more people where we handed out leaflets and generally chatted to them about the signs and symptoms. So it's been very popular. And I think where people are finding it difficult to get to see their GP at the moment, or as I said before, they think it's trivial or silly. You know, you can just hop on board and ask a question and not, you know, you're not really going out of your way. If you've gone your way to do your shopping, just pop up and see us.
And you mentioned there are difficulties for people getting GPs. We've heard a lot this week about waiting lists as well.
Yeah.
If someone has been struggling to get in and see a doctor, how important is it they take advantage of opportunities like this?
Very important. And I think you have to be persistent with your GP. That's the advice I can give you. Don't be fobbed off. I know they're so busy at the moment, but it's your health, it's your body at the end of the day, and you've got to take ownership of your own health. So if you are struggling to get in, please, please just persist and get that appointment. If they can get a scan early or an X-ray or get treated early, an early diagnosis can save your life.
The sessions are in Port Erin on Monday, Ramsey Tuesday, Peel Wednesday and Little Switzerland on Thursday. The information at iomaca.org.im. That's it for update. Sports on the way, and I Am One live from February at 8:30 tonight. I'm Andy Wint, back Monday evening at 5:30. Have a wonderful weekend.
WINT.
Did you know every day some